Once upon a time, in a village where the whispers of the past seemed to mingle with the present, there stood an ancient oak. Its branches stretched towards the sky like the outstretched arms of a loving grandparent, its leaves whispering secrets of old. Under this oak lived stories, not just of the tree itself, but of the villagers whose lives it gently touched. Among these villagers was Alara, the weaver, known throughout the land for her tapestries that seemed to dance with colors vivid and alive. Yet, of late, her heart felt heavy, the joy in her craft lost to the echoes of routine. Her once vibrant threads now lay dull upon her loom, like the faded memories of a forgotten dream. One night, under a sky scattered with stars like scattered diamond dust, Alara made her way to the ancient oak. The air was filled with the scent of earth and the gentle rustling of leaves, as if the tree itself was inviting her to rest. With a weary sigh, she lay down, her back to the soft earth, the great oak standing guard over her slumber. As sleep embraced her, a dream more vivid than any before began to unfurl in her mind. She found herself in a vast meadow, the grass beneath her feet woven from the finest threads she had ever seen. Each blade shimmered with its own light, painting a tapestry that stretched to the horizon. The sky above was a canvas of twilight, the stars weaving patterns of light and shadow. In this dream, Alara held a single thread in her hand, glowing with a warmth that seemed to fill the emptiness within her. She began to weave, not with her loom, but with her heart. Each movement was a stroke of emotion, each color a reflection of her joys, her sorrows, her fears, and her hopes.
As the tapestry grew, so did a realization within her. The threads did not just represent her craft. They were extensions of her very soul, a mirror to the beauty and complexity of her own spirit. The realization dawned upon her that to weave with joy, she must first allow her heart to dance freely with the threads, to see her craft not as a task, but as an expression of her deepest self. When morning came and the first rays of sunlight kissed the horizon, Alara awoke under the protective branches of the oak. The dream still clung to her, a gentle reminder of the night's revelation. With a renewed sense of purpose, she returned to her loom. But this time, she wove not just with thread, but with the stories of her life, each tapestry a chapter, each stitch a word whispered from the soul. The villagers marveled at the change, for the tapestries that now flowed from Alara's loom told tales of laughter and tears, of winds whispering through golden fields, and of the quiet strength found in the heart of the storm. They were no longer just pieces of art, they were fragments of a life lived fully, woven into the fabric of the world itself. And so Alara rediscovered her joy, a joy that spread like the first light of dawn, touching the hearts of all who beheld her work. The ancient oak had given her more than just a dream. It had shown her the way back to herself, to the joy in her craft, and to the stories that lay waiting in the threads. In the village where whispers of the past dance with the present, the ancient oak stands still, a silent witness to the lives it has touched. And beneath its branches, the story of Alara, the weaver who found her soul in the weave of her tapestries, is whispered on the wind, a testament to the power of dreams and the magic of believing in oneself.